So let's begin with awareness of our posture. Taking the cushions, the props, the bench, the chair, whatever it is that supports you in sitting upright, in taking a seat with dignity. And that can look different for each of us. But find an upright, dignified posture, mountain-like, grounded. And then begin to notice the environment that this posture that you're in, your body, that you are at this moment, or where you are in this moment. Noticing sounds coming from the inside of the room, like my voice, or rustling. Sounds coming from outside the room, outside, downstairs, even above our heads. So we begin by noticing where the body that's sitting with dignity, upright, actually is. And then we take a look a little bit more closely at the body. What's this body feeling right now? How does your body sense the room that you're in? One way is through temperature of the room, the temperature on our skin. Whatever skin is exposed, could be the hands or your face, your neck, your feet. We can also lightly scan the body and just notice, what's the tone of the body right now? Not getting into particular conversations with the body, analyzing, trying to figure anything out, or even trying to avoid anything. But just scanning lightly and noticing the quality, the tone of the body right now, overall. You can imagine sweeping awareness throughout the entire body. Just sweeping through. As if our awareness were a breeze, and that breeze just blew through or around the body, so we notice it. And then we move a little bit more deeply into another layer of knowing, of experiencing the body, another sheath. And we move into the subtle body via the heart right now, the heart area, the emotional body. The emotional body is anywhere in the body, but generally we may notice it in the heart area of the body, the middle of the breastbone. And we just take a very tender look at our own heart, not even expecting any kind of words or sentences or explanations, but just taking a tender look. How is the heart right now? What's the mood? You can think of it as the flavor, the tone, the resonance of your emotional body, your heart. Just taking a moment to recognize. To allow the heart to respond to our kind inquiry. And then we turn our awareness towards our minds. Another sheath, another way to reflect on ourselves, how we're doing. We turn towards the mind to notice the landscape of it. Maybe it's feeling crowded, or maybe it's quite empty and spacious. Maybe it's tired. Maybe it's very bright and energetic. But without even really caring how it is, we just turn our attention there and notice. However the mind is however the mind is right now. We want to see it as it is, as clearly as possible. And then as we turn our attention towards our breath, we're getting another indication of how our body is, how our heart is, how our mind is, because the breath is going to reflect all of those components of ourselves. The breath will never lie. The breath is so connected to our every thought, our every feeling, our every sensation. There's no separation. When we watch or observe the breath without manipulating it, it's a mirror to our mind, our heart, and our body. When we observe it as it is. And we can begin to view our breath as such a wisdom factor. So much information in our breath. So much clarity can come from the breath. So much ease can come from the breath. So we take a look at our breath right now with curiosity. How is it? Is it shallow? Is it so quiet that you can barely find it? What part of your body is your breath occupying? Maybe it's in your belly. Maybe it's somewhere in your chest. Maybe you just notice it breeze and brush in and out of your nostrils. There's no right place. But we become quiet and curious so that we can locate. This really amazing gift that we have of breath. To be aware of breath is a gift. It means we're alive. It ties us together. We're all breathing in what some we all are breathing out. Something that everybody has in common. Many beings share this in common. Four-legged, two-legged, winged. We all breathe. As conscious people, our humans, we can be aware of this breath and learn quite a bit from it. We can be conscious of our own breath. We can also use the breath as a directed link to our mind and our heart. Purposefully, intentionally, we can guide our breath anywhere we can imagine it going. In essence, we're just guiding our attention, our consciousness, our prana, our chi, our wind or loon, our energy. Our uchi. Our mind. And we can utilize the breath as a very, very powerful tool. To awaken, to rejuvenate, to soften, to heal, to know, explore, to experiment with. We can imagine our breath carries a color or light. And we can deliver that color or that light anywhere we want in our body or somewhere in the area of the heart center for emotional relief or to the mind for mental relief, or space, or rejuvenation. And we can also imagine that as we exhale, as we breathe out, that anything we don't want anymore, anything that's not serving us, anything that's harmful, anything that's unskillful, goes right out with the darker light or the darker color on our breath. And we watch that leave. We watch whatever it is that we don't want anymore go out of our bodies in the form of a darker color or a darker light and be completely dissolved in the atmosphere. To no harm of the atmosphere. The universe is so large, so infinite that it will be, that it's unfazed by what we might let go of. So we make a choice. What would be helpful right now, depending on how my body is, how my heart's feeling, what emotions I'm working with or experiencing, how my mind is. And we purposefully make a choice. Oh, I'm going to work with this. And we use that as an anchor. That area, that place, that reason. And then we practice the healing breath, visualizing the breath coming in as your favorite color, or a color that makes sense, or light, and breathing out a darker version of what you were breathing in. Darker light, a darker color. Our breath can be a little bit longer and slower to facilitate this, but it can also be just natural. Completely natural. So we'll take a few minutes to explore this, to try it out. Just breathing in and breathing out with intention. To help ourselves. begin to complete a couple more cycles of healing breath. Paying attention to the beginning of the breath coming in. Noticing wherever it is that you guide it. And then following it out of your body and into the atmosphere, completely dissolving in front of you. Noticing the beginning, the middle, and the end of each breath. And once you've completed a couple of cycles, allow your breath just to be natural and as it is again. Wherever it lands, however it feels. Allow your mind just to ride the natural waves of your breath. As if it could surf each wave. The beginning of the wave as it crests. And as it ends, not disturbing the wave, not manipulating the wave, but just very gently and very lightly riding them. As if you were light as a feather, as delicate as a bubble. Just riding and resting the breath, resting on the breath. After your next exhale, allow your eyes to slowly open. Allow your gaze to be very soft and delicate. Just take in, drink in the visuals in the room, the light. And then slowly, slowly, if you want to, move your legs, change your posture, then begin to do that mindfully. And just take a moment and notice how you feel. Don't shift into a higher gear yet. And just keep feeling. Just notice.